EY.
America tonight. This is Kate Delaney. Remember, you can always throw in your two cents. We don't care about your political stripes, right of right, left of left, confused, or frustrated. That's all good. We get it. 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. If you're shy but you have a lot to say, you can send it to us at americatonight.net. Or flip us on the chat and you get to us that way, too. Boy, are we going to talk about a lot of interesting things during this hour of ATN, including the big question of should Arabic, believe it or not, be taught in U.S. schools? That sounds like a strange boom, just out of the blue. Should Arabic be taught in U.S. schools? I think it's always good to learn about other cultures and to know and really give kids a broad base, history, all that sort of stuff. But as far as useful foreign languages, Arabic going into international business, going into politics, going into the spy game like the CIA could be very helpful. Remember after 9/11, they were looking for so many people that they couldn't find, frankly, that spoke Farsi and other tongues in the Middle East. It was hard to find those people. So, therefore, with translators and all that sort of stuff, there would obviously be job opportunities. But there is a school in Texas that wanted to make the kids, or have the kids, I'll say, take classes in Arabic, go to the point where it was a nonstop sort of thing, if you know what I mean. I mean, that sounds odd to say because we talk about Spanish and how Spanish is so big in the schools. There are even schools where pretty much the kids just speak Spanish. And then you're looking for English-speaking teachers to get them caught up on their English so that they're able to assimilate more. I mean, it's just a matter-of-fact way to say it. There's no question. There are places you can go in Miami. There are places you can go in Texas. There are places you go in California where the people do not speak English. They don't speak English. They don't grow up with parents that have English. They're trying rapidly to get them caught up in the English language so that they can learn when they're in these classrooms and not struggle to try to make sense of it all. So here's the thing. And were they being progressive? Were they just didn't propose it right? You know, there are a lot of questions surrounding it. But once the controversy was out there, immediately it was shut down, saying that this is something that we need to look at a little bit more, because they started to get a bunch of complaining phone calls. But that's exactly what they were going to do, and what the school district wanted to do was have classes, believe it or not, have classes in Arabic. And then the kids who didn't speak Arabic, it would be the reverse. They would have to hurry and catch up. Seems a little backward. We're living in the United States. Like I said, I get the other cultures. I'm all about it. When I was in college, I lived in Spain and embraced it. But this really stretches the boundaries, I think. For goodness sakes, these kids are struggling with math and science and the basics. A lot of the kids, if you look at the testing, where are we in the United States? Where do we rank compared to the kids in China and in other parts of the world? And frankly, to be honest, it is very, very dismal. So I thought it was a preposterous idea because it was not a separate school. It wasn't a school that was just for children who did not speak English, who came from an Arabic background, and that's all they could speak. So they wanted something separate. It wasn't some school after school program at a mosque or whatever. It was an honest to goodness elementary school. How insane is that? Where are we going? It was shut down, though. It was shut down. And I think it was wise to shut it down because you have to take control of the basics. If for no other reason, forget the arguments about why are we doing that? What is this? The first step to what? Why is that happening? It's not a special school. It's not learning to help for the future, for kids to get jobs, to go in specialty programs. It's just something that's going to, of course, light a fuse, infuriate people, make no sense, and then ultimately never really see the light of day. And that's exactly what happened. On the other end of the spectrum, this, I think, is worth mentioning as the daily salute. Every once in a while, we got to give the shouts out to things that make sense. And in Detroit, they are struggling so much. So many people have left Detroit. How many of those houses are underwater? I mean, I'm talking about Detroit proper. I'm not talking about one of the ritzy suburbs. I'm saying inside Detroit. So what they're doing now as an incentive for police officers, they're offering these police officers deals, really good deals on foreclosed homes. And how many cops are going to get these homes? It looks like, and this is the Detroit mayor who came up with this proposal. What a way to approach this. To increase public safety, get the cops back in. So they're offering police officers and firemen, by the way, foreclosed homes for as little as $1,000. If you get enough of them to move in there, I would have to think some of these neighborhoods would start to come back to life. What a great opportunity for the people who are renting and then people who are coming maybe back into the police force. And it's been called Project 14. It'll give police a chance to buy about 200 houses, they say. It's part of the city's inventory. It's just sitting there. And they could get up to $150,000 for renovation in some of the neighborhoods. And the entire project is funded. See, this is what private money can do. Is funded by private investors. And the federal money is, there have been federal money that has been allocated, but it's for rehabilitating the city that's just absolutely struggling. I mean, it may be one of our most downtrodden cities. Right now, 53% of police officers, 61% of the firemen live outside of the city. That's a pretty big number. So they have to iron out some of the details of Project 14. But what a great idea, because the population has just declined so much in Detroit. It really is, it's like a ghost town. That's what it amounts to. All right, coming up on the flip side, we're going to fill in the blanks, including Toyota. Toyota gets a big clear. Wait till you hear what we're talking about. Remember Toyota in the news so much last year? The mystery has been solved, sort of. That's coming up next.
Hi, I'm Don Wiskin, and have you ever wondered what the garlic cayenne drops could do for you? February is Heart Month, and we want you to find out just what can happen when you take the right combination of herbs designed to maintain our cardiovascular health. Purchase a 4-month supply of Extendivite drops or capsules, plus get a bonus month supply of capsules for only $125 plus shipping. That's 5 months worth of Extendivite for $25 per month. This is a Heart Month special to help get you started on your path to better health and ends February 28th. So don't be left out. Find out what Extendivite can do for you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com. Extend your life.
extend your life with Extendovite.
Gold, it's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
They all laughed when I told them my body cleansing tonic was tea. But after 10 days, my body feels way more energized, and I've lost nearly 15 pounds. They're not laughing now.
That's what John from Oklahoma said about Life Change Tea.
In the 6 months of being on the tea, all my digestive problems have cleared up. My energy levels have gone way up, and my constipation problems are no more.
And that's what Michelle from California said about Life Change Tea from GetTheTea.com, the amazing all-natural tea that cleanses your body from toxins, chemicals, bacteria, viruses, and molds, while helping to lower high blood pressure, high cholesterol, lower blood sugar levels, and help you lose weight. Life Change Tea has no caffeine and is all-natural, all-organic. Go to GetTheTea.com today or call 928-308-308. That's GetTheTea.com or call 928-308-0408.
Life Change Tea really changes things.
Sugar Boy called me last night. He said his girl called him. She said, can I come over? She said, yeah.
The ruckus over Toyota. I mean, there was a million jokes made about the Toyotas and people who couldn't, at some point, felt like they were out of control in their car because the pedal got stuck, the gas pedal got stuck in the car, and then and it just would go down and it would accelerate. And sadly, there were cases of some people who were involved in accidents, even killed in accidents as a result of that. Well, the jury's in, so to speak, on Toyota, and what were the problems? Was it something in the electronics of the car, or was it mechanical? And here's Ray LaHood from Transportation talking about Toyota.
They, along with NHTSA, worked meticulously, day and night, to get to the bottom of unintended acceleration. The verdict is in. There is no electronic-based cause for unintended high-speed acceleration in Toyotas.
All right, there you go. So if you have Toyota stock, it probably went up a couple of dollars. And if you're somebody who feels as though you were done wrong by Toyota, then you're not happy maybe with what the National Transportation Safety Board came up with. Let's go to Dale in Illinois. Hello, Dale.
Hello, Kate.
How are you?
Well, I'm doing fine. Will you be my Valentine?
Of course I will.
Oh. Hey, my buddy Doug called me and told me that Keith Olbermann has a new gig.
with current TV.
Oh, yeah? Well, I heard he was going to do the commentary for the Midget Porn Wrestling Channel.
Touche.
Thought about a bing.
Exactly, hey, that, rim shot.
Hey, that that deal in Detroit with the houses, throw in a couple machine guns and a year's worth of ammo, I'd be for that deal.
Yeah, so you only have to cop, you know, you have to come up with a grand. They might give you $150,000 for, you know, coming up with a house, rehabbing the house. But you're right, you might have to have guards outside of your house, and you might have to guard yourself.
Yeah, that's true. Hey, that's, yeah. You know, this Toyota deal. Gosh, I just have to believe, Kate, that, you know, that can't all be contributed to driver error.
Yeah.
There was so many of them.
There was so many of them, and sadly, some people were killed in accidents.
Oh, absolutely.
So, like I said, some people can't be thrilled by what they ultimately came up with. But you heard Ray LaHood saying that they did their due diligence in all of this. And I still think you're still going to have individual lawsuits. I really believe that.
Well, I would think so.
Yeah.
But Ray LaHood, you know, is another Illinoisan.
That's right.
We're so good at stuff out here, you know. We just passed another budget. No tort reform. No meaningful pension reform. We're going right down the crapper again. It just never ends out here.
I know. What is the deal with that? I mean, of all the states, Illinois has to be the sleaziest when it comes to politics and dirty pool in the business.
Let me explain it this way, Kate. The election for governor between Daley and our current governor.
Right.
He's so meaningful to me, I've forgotten his name. When he came out, when the election was finished in the city, and he came downstate in terms of counting the votes, he had a $500,000 vote lead coming out of Cook County. So, you know, you can't beat that. You can't, Democrats generally only carry about 14, 15 counties.
Yeah.
And there's 102 of them in Illinois. So, you know, it's all Chicago.
It is. It's all. And we just had Tom Hansen on the show, who was on the Republican side of things and got almost, well, I think he had actually enough signatures to run. And they suddenly at City Hall lost all his paperwork, so he couldn't be put on the ballot.
Well, what a surprise.
Yeah, what a surprise. Oh,
yeah.
Sorry, Tom. And he had the money to run. He could have contributed, not taken a salary, everything else. I mean, who knows that he would have won. But the fact that they just conveniently lost his paperwork, I think it's just sadly. I love the people in Illinois and have many friends from Chicago and outlying areas, but they just laugh as well. They know the reputation of the politicians there, and it's just the way it is.
Well,
Business as usual.
Yeah, we do a great job here, I'll tell you. It's just amazing.
And by the way, the governor that you were thinking of, I was thinking so hard. Who? It's got to be Pat Quinn, right?
Yes, yes.
Pat Quinn, Mr. Irrelevant. Of all the politicians, Mr. Irrelevant.
We'll just sit back and wait until somebody indicts him. We got such a good record.
Exactly, like Blagojevich. He'll end up like Governor Blago.
Yeah, right. Well, we're digging out here, you know.
Yep, that's right. Getting out from underneath it. Hey, always great to talk to you. Thanks for the call. It was nice to hear from you.
Bye.
All right, bye-bye. Yeah, it's, you know, not to just beat up on Illinois, because like I said, I have family, a lot of family and friends that live in Illinois. I love Chicago, and I love a lot of the outlying areas. I've been all over Illinois, and everybody just kind of agrees with it. They just agree, well, you know, this is politics as usual here in the Windy City or in the state. I remember when I was a kid, I was really young, and I can remember being in Chicago to visit my aunt. And Chicago, you know, every city has a magazine. I don't care what city you live in. Even if it's Podunk somewhere, it's probably got one. And Chicago has a magazine, Chicago something. I think it's just called Chicago. And the cover had the mayor of the city at the time on the front, and it was Mayor Jane Byrne. They had one where she had like the sourest look on her face. And then they had the smiling mayor, where she looked pretty and she had a big grin on her face. And overwhelmingly, the people in the city bought the cover of her with the grimace. Are you surprised by that? It was like 80%, 80 to 20%. They just kind of tested it to see what would happen, what direction the people would go in. And now you have all this stuff with Rahm Emanuel, and he raised a lot of money, and he has a lot of people who owe him favors, etc. And look at the situation that he's in now with all the fighting over, well, you have to live in the city, but you had a place in the city. And, you know, we even had someone call the show, and who's actually a well-thought-out caller, who said, hey, to me, it's like he's the wingman. He goes to help the president. Why can't he go back and run for mayor of Chicago? You know, that old saying about strange bedfellows couldn't be, I think, more true than in politics. Absolutely. How about this? Speaking of politics, the business of writing books once you're out of office, everybody has a book in them when they come out of office. They could be hated, they could be loved, it could be somewhere in between, but they're going to eventually pump out a book. It's just a question of how long do they lay in the weeds before they come up with a book. And now Donald Rumsfeld is making the rounds, believe it or not. He lives in Taos, New Mexico, and suddenly he's popping up all over the place, and he kind of had disappeared for a while. He was recently on one of the morning shows, and, you know, this is a guy who was the former defense secretary during some pretty messy affairs. And he talked about a lot of different things in his new book called Known and Unknown. And one of the things he talked about on the morning show was that there's this supposed friction between himself and Arizona Senator John McCain. He calls McCain a man with a hair-trigger temper and a propensity to fashion and shift his positions to appeal to the media. I wonder why they have a problem. Stay with us.
Sore throat? Spray that with Dermatol. Diaper rash? Spray that with Dermatol.
Ouch!
Burn or cut? Spray that with Dermatol for shockingly fast relief. If you had room for only one first aid product in your preparedness kit, you need Dermatol because it works on almost every skin irritation or injury. All natural Dermatol brings amazing relief to burns, cuts, scrapes, bites, boils, shingles, rashes, elderly skin tears, even chronic diabetic ulcers and bed sores. Dermatol is an all-natural, antimicrobial, antiviral, and antifungal wound cleanser that speeds healing with no side effects, is safe for all ages and skin types, and is even safe enough to spray on sore throats or onto sore eyes. Read our many testimonials at Dermatol.com, spelled Dermatol.com. Order online at Dermatol.com or call 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Effective, efficient, economical. Spray it all with Dermatol.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one, because everything you need at Military Surplus is at mainmilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, military.com, one of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to mainmilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99, complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories, finish Russian M10 gas masks are 3 for $30, and Swiss filters are 3 for $12. Searching for Strike Anywhere matches? MaineMilitary.com has them, plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MaineMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E Military.com, or call 877-608-0179, 877-608-0179. MaineMilitary.com, the Maine name in military supply.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys?
18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods. And after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With Zero Debt in 90 Days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Did you know that drinking pure, high alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Feeling funny in my mind, Lord, I believe I'm fixing to die. Feeling funny in my mind, Lord, I believe I'm fixing to die. Well, I don't mind dying, but I hate to leave my children crying. I'm walking kind of funny, Lord, I believe I'm fixing to die. Well, I'm walking kind of funny, Lord, I believe I'm.
You've heard the name Julian Assange, I'm sure, right? WikiLeaks, ringing a bell? He's worried that he's in danger of becoming Mr. Irrelevant. Now suddenly he's hasn't found a microphone he doesn't like lately, although his lawyers are with him whenever he speaks out. But there are a couple of people associated now with WikiLeaks that are asking a federal judge not to force the social networking site Twitter to turn over data about whom they communicate with online. So this is a privacy thing, and this is part of the question of whether WikiLeaks and the allies of WikiLeaks are part of a criminal conspiracy or even part of the political discussion that's out there floating around. It certainly is going to challenge the current administration's argument that it can demand to see computer information, the data, and read months of private messages, even if they have nothing to do with WikiLeaks. So there were some court documents. They were unsealed on Tuesday, and that's what it was. They challenged a December 14th court order forcing Twitter to tell the government the names of the people they talked to privately and who follow their post. So Julian Assange, see, because this is the deal. The U.S. is investigating, as we all know, whether WikiLeaks should be held responsible for leaking classified documents. Should Assange especially, should he be responsible for this, even though they weren't the original leaker? That's the deal here, because they're arguing that the Twitter communication about WikiLeaks is protected by speech. And there are lawyers with the American Civil Liberties Union, the ACLU, to you and me, the acronym anyway for it. They believe that the government is demanding similar information from other social networking sites, and they've asked a judge to make them public. So now you would get a glimpse at how the Obama folks believe that they can dig through these, I'll call them various sites, for information. So they're not so clean on this whole thing. They can't say, well, we're not going there. And what are you talking about? Because if that comes out, it will specifically show what they're doing, what the Justice Department is doing on that front anyway. So Julian Assange, like I said, now, who really wants to shout to the rooftops what it's all about, talks about the case and distortion and whatnot. Here he is.
Our witnesses were brought from Sweden. My lawyer was brought from Sweden and extensively cross-examined. Where is the equality of arms in this case? There is not an equality. We have seen the distortion of evidence and fact by the prosecuting authorities in Sweden, revealed at minute detail throughout the course of the day.
Yeah, where does this end up? I mean, the bottom line is, does Assange do some jail time? Does WikiLeaks get cleared? And do they continue to figure out a way to thrive and survive? There's been a wild debate over WikiLeaks, and it's really caught on fire when they started to reveal a lot of sensitive military stuff, especially, and then the diplomatic cables. So first the military stuff, where people were, sources were, weren't crossed off when it came to Afghanistan and what was going on there. And then the diplomatic documents, the conversations, the Saudi Arabia talking about various things and about Iran and stopping Iran and whatnot. And all that stuff was made public courtesy of WikiLeaks. And that's when Assange really felt the heat, I think, come down on him. And I believe that they're going to just push this as far as they can push it. The Justice Department is going to try to do everything they can to figure out a way to get Assange. But the First Amendment, this is the sticky part of this. We know the First Amendment, right? The right to free speech. And just because the ideas are unpopular, just because it infuriates people, and then you start talking about, well, what does this do to the safety of the American people or the soldiers or the information that's being revealed? And if they can nail him on something, Espionage Act, whatever it is, maybe they're going to be able to do that. But I think in connecting all these dots, they might have a tough time. It's an uphill battle. There's no question about it. It's interesting. You talk to people about WikiLeaks, all kinds of people, and you kind of get mixed reaction. I guarantee all of you, here we are digging up some old stuff, but it's still current because of the Justice Department going after the Twitter information and Assange in the situation where he may see that he ends up paying the price for revealing all the things that he revealed. It does drive home the question of when is it too far? Did people get endangered? Are there some things that just, hey, don't belong out there? Are there things that, as much as we want Access Baby and transparency and all that, is there somewhere a line in the sand where it's not safe. It's not people who, it's unsafe for people who are defending our freedoms. Is there that line, or should everything just be made public? Well, let me tell you, I guarantee in the bowels of the CIA, in the FBI, and pick an agency, almost any government agency, there are secrets that we'll never see. There are secrets that will never see the light of day. So in one sense, if you don't have people pushing for that, you don't have WikiLeaks, you don't have independent networks and sources with all kinds of different opinions and different research capabilities and whatnot and sources, you know, then how much that should be revealed isn't? How much injustice or things that should see the light of day never do because there's nobody to do it, and everybody's like lemmings and they just follow the pack along? It makes it easy for Congress. It makes it easy for anybody in the lawmaking side of things to just keep on marching to that drumbeat. If nobody's checking, then nobody gets caught. Nobody gets caught when they're doing something that they should be exposed for. So it's a tricky question, because I'm not a big fan of Julian Assange's. I'm not. I mean, I think he's kind of creepy. I think he's an opportunist, but hey, you know, the opportunity is there. He's getting the documents. At the same time, I believe in freedom of information. I believe in the First Amendment. That's why we have the kind of lifestyle that we enjoy in America. And when there are things that are wrong, when somebody does bring them to light, it's for good reasons many times. And somebody who needs to get taken down gets taken down. But there are many things, trust me, and all of us know this, that we have no clue about. All right, I'm going to go in a completely different direction. It's interesting. Julian Assange had his place in Sweden, if you remember. That's where WikiLeaks was. And it was kind of, somebody did a report, it might have been 60 Minutes. It was an unassuming sort of place with a bunch of cubicles, and it almost looked like a bunker, a modern-day bunker that was large once you were inside. But his whole deal is that he was never in one place at the same time. Remember, that was the Assange thing, that he, under cover of night, he'd have people watching him, and he'd be someplace else for fear that someone would try to kill him. So I started thinking about that, and I saw something that came out of D.C. The House on Tuesday failed to extend the life of three surveillance tools that were key after September 11th, the anti-terror law. Remember that? The whole Patriot Act, the Patriot Act provisions. So now the new Republican leadership, they thought they had this in the bag. They didn't think there would be a lot of opposition to this, knowing there would be some, but didn't realize how much there would be. So three provisions of the Patriot Act will be gone. They're rejected. They brought them up under a bill under an expedited procedure requiring, of course, 2/3 majority, and the vote was 7 short of reaching what they needed. So they were short, and they thought that they had it. They thought they had bagged it. And one of the things was, part of it is because of dissatisfaction about extending trade benefits for three South American countries while continuing a program that helps retrain Americans who lose their jobs to foreign competition. So the Patriot Act bill would have renewed that authority for court-approved roving wiretaps that permit surveillance on multiple phones. Also, Section 215, the library records provision. FBI could comb through it. All killed for now.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power. Regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, Oregacillin Physician Strength Capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at HerbalHealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on-sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
Skip the long lines and high prices at the florist because right now at ProFlowers.com, you can get 2 dozen assorted roses with a free glass vase and a free box of chocolates for just $29.99. Just visit ProFlowers.com. Look for the radio microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 4444. Unlike overpriced flowers at the florist, which sit in the cooler for days, our flowers are sent fresh cut from the fields and are guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 full days. Just visit ProFlowers.com today to get 2 dozen assorted roses with a free glass vase and free chocolates for only $29.99. Order now and pick the delivery date you want. It's guaranteed. But hurry, because Valentine's Day is this Monday, and our special offer ends this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to visit ProFlowers.com. Look for the radio microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 4444.
If you own a septic system, or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy-to-use, 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems, and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge, stops costly pump-outs and repairs, and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll-free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed, bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
Time for another edition of We Can Count. This one's for you, Matt Johnson, technical maestro extraordinaire here on America Tonight. I'm sure he's going to love this. Yeah, it was all about Titletown. Do you know that 56,000 people wanted to beat their chest and cheer and gloat about the Green Bay Packers? That's right. Thousands of fans filled up Lambeau Field Tuesday afternoon for the celebration. The players, their coaches, the Lombardi Trophy, all were at the center of the celebration, the party. The mayor even announced the city is naming a street McCarthy's Way after the coach. Started at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. People were celebrating a long time before that, though, doing the, I guess for lack of a better way to describe it, tailgating. No, there was no game. It was just this big, full-on, wow, we're the Packers. And the so there was the grills and the whole thing and the kielbasa and the familiar things that you see at a tailgating party. But 56,000 people, wow, that's a pretty big celebration, I'd have to say. And it's been a long time since they won the Super Bowl. It's been since 97. So they were obviously excited to celebrate the hometown players and welcome them back into town. And people went crazy, took pictures, did all the things that you would expect that you would see if you were celebrating your team's glorious victory. Sorry about that, Matt. It fit into We Can Count. 56,000 is a lot. How about 1.5 million for a kid who was hit by a branch? I was reading some stuff earlier in the day, and I happened to come across this story. And, you know, you think of lawsuits and lawsuits that are frivolous lawsuits and lawsuits that have some merit. And I guess in the case of this kid that was slammed by the branch, you think, geez, you think 1.5 or 1.55 million actually seems like a lot of money. But here's the thing. The kid that was hit by the branch, and I actually know somebody who covered this story when it initially happened in Chicago, and they had a bunch of, it was all over the news, so they sent me some of the videotape then so I could actually really see it. And it was just, the kid was four, and he was injured when the tree branch just came crashing down on him. And this happened a couple of years ago, because lawsuits, you know, take time to go through. And the part that I didn't know, I knew he was four and it was sad and all that sort of stuff, but he suffered brain damage at that young age where it hit him on the head. And the thing that happened, it was a very windy day, which is part of the deal when you live in Chicago, but they had in the past, the city had trimmed tree branches there, and they didn't do these trees. They skipped over them. So the accident happened because they felt, the jury anyway, that part of the problem was the fact that they weren't trimmed. That if the trees had been trimmed, then that wouldn't have happened to him, and he wouldn't have suffered the serious brain damage that he did. He also has a problem with his left foot, and he has a slight limp related to that. So in this case, it's not a frivolous lawsuit. I don't blame the family for going after the city, especially since they had clear-cut evidence that so many times in the past they had cut down the trees, and unfortunately they didn't that time, and the kid was a victim as a result of that. So this is a big one. Medal of Honor. Sal Ginta, we talked about him. He was featured on 60 Minutes. A lot of people got to know his name as a result of that. He's the nation's only living, number one, only living Medal of Honor recipient. And he's going to leave the Army in mid-June of this year. He and his wife are going to move to Fort Collins, Colorado. That's what he announced anyway. If you remember, if you watched the Super Bowl, he was recognized on the field. He waved to everybody. At one point they had a camera shot of him, and because he got that Medal of Honor back in November. He's decided to leave the Army and instead focus on his education, and he got the Medal of Honor. This is part of our number thing. You go back to October of 2007 for what he did in a fight with the Taliban in Afghanistan. He says he did what anyone else would do. The one of his guys, they were killed, and they wounded another, and he tried to rescue his guys, and he just continued to fight and at his own risk. Every member of the platoon was hit by enemy fire, and he was hit twice by bullets, one in his vest, the other hit a weapon on his back, so he didn't have any serious injuries, but his sadly, guys in his unit did. And he kept saying, you know, over and over again whenever he was recognized, that he didn't want the Medal of Honor because he didn't think he did anything different that anyone wouldn't have done. And now he's going back to school and getting out of the Army. Joe Biden was the one to trot this out, and this is a big number, $53 billion. What do you think $53 billion is going toward? If I say that, if you think of that number, $53 billion, ooh, all the crisis that we're in, couldn't we use $53 billion? Well, the VP announced that money is part of the high-speed rail plan. Think of the high-speed rail plan. As somebody who grew up in an area where public transportation was so big, and I've since then lived in so many cities where public transportation is practically non-existent and hardly anyone takes it, I understand the value of it. But in this case, we're talking about committing all this money overall as part of this Recovery Act. So there'll be a network of inner city high-speed passenger rail trains in the U.S. And you think of places where the high-speed trains are so valuable, like in Japan. Everybody always points to Japan. It's incredible how fast you can get from one place to the other. And already, the money that's being spent on the high-speed rail include $8 billion as part of the 2009, remember, economic stimulus deal. So my question is, the number that was thrown out is, the goal is anyway, 80% of Americans would have access to high-speed rail within 25 years. Where's this high-speed rail? How are they determining where the high-speed rail is going? Because I looked at a map, and in looking at the map, a lot of it, hardly any of it, from what I can see, at least the beginning parts, are in the West, where the transportation is lame, the public transportation, because they didn't have to, you know, they didn't do that. In connecting city to city, there wasn't as much access, in other words, because you didn't have, like, the cities all close together, I guess is what I'm trying to say. So this new high-speed rail investment, I don't think it's going to get embraced by this Republican Congress because of all the spending cuts and the federal deficit, what's happening there. So bullet trains, I'm just saying, I get it. But, and then how much would they cost to ride these trains? They have a high speed or a Acela train on the East Coast. It's an Amtrak train, and it's fast. Ooh, it's fast. I mean, you can get from Philadelphia to New York by the time you just read two stories in the paper. It's crazy. Crazy fast. But you know how much it costs? It costs you like $125 one way. So how's somebody affording that commuting? You're going to be able to pay over $100 to get to New York from Philadelphia when you could do it for $25 or less, actually less. Even if you just took the bridges, you would pay less money. And so how much would this high-speed train help these 80% of Americans? The numbers just, I don't know, it's fuzzy math. They don't really add up to me.